Hello and welcome to our podcast Saint-Maxime, Land of Liberation. In this episode, we explore Saint-Maxime's courageous resistance during World War II. Inspired by General de Gaulle's call to fight, locals began resisting German occupation despite collaborationist pressures. Key figures formed the Front Tireur and the Brigade des Morts, supporting the Allies' 1944 landings and aiding in the town's liberation. Discover Saint-Maxime's role in the fight for freedom. We wish you an enjoyable listening experience. Turn up the volume and enjoy a moment of history.
9 months into the Second World War, in June 1940, Germany, which had taken over portions of France, vanquished the country. The French government of Marshal Pétain began to collaborate with Nazi Germany. However, some French citizens were unwilling to concede and accept defeat. General de Gaulle made a plea to the French people on June 18, 1940, from London, urging them to resist giving up and go on the battle against the enemy. Despite the late occupation, the spirit of resistance emerged very early on the Gulf of Saint-Tropez. General de Gaulle's appeal, which was extensively covered in the regional newspapers, had an impact on the local population. The future of France was a topic of intense discussion in the cafes of Saint-Maxime. Here, Henri Frenay and Bertie Albrecht established the groundwork for the Mouvement de Libération Nationale, National Freedom Movement. The mayor of Saint-Maxime was removed in January 1941 and was succeeded by a more collaborative mayor. Inscriptions on the walls, which read "Down with Darlan, Long Live de Gaulle," revealed the discontent. Local figures like the Battaglia brothers and the first clandestine leaflet printing enabled the first tangible acts of resistance. The people of Saint-Maxime did not conceal in order to listen to the BBC. When fresh vegetables were scarce in the market on August 24, 1941, the people of Saint-Maxime got frustrated and began to whistle and shout. This is one of the first demonstrations of its kind in the Var.
1942. Aimé Cazu, Thomas Darnac, Fernand Coquillat, and numerous more get together behind the harbor bookshop to discuss the resistance. Consequently, the first group of francs-tireurs was formed. One of the first maquis in Provence and the Var was Partisan de Saint-Maxime. The organization, which was located on the hill between La Nartelle and Les Issambres, accepted people who declined to serve in the armed forces. Aimé and Anna Cazu, two resistance fighters, arranged supplies to feed the maquisards and produced fictitious documents. Mutual assistance and solidarity were essential to this community's survival.
Thank you for tuning into Saint-Maxime, Land of Liberation. To learn more, visit our website at www.saint-maxime.com for additional episodes or scan over QR codes around Saint-Maxime. See you soon!